This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. As always, you bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. We go to the phones to kick things off here. Still to come here, we got everything from immigrants to pirates to pedophilia. That's all coming up on Free Talk Live. But first, to the phones. Let's talk to Bruce in Missouri. Bruce, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, Ian, Jason, and Manwich, how you doing?
Hey, great.
Quite well.
Bruce, what's up?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know, I came across you guys on the web not too long ago.
Super.
I'm a middle-aged conservative. I was probably the poster boy for Republican. I've got a respectable job. You know, I got a family. And I've got to tell you, you guys are a breath of fresh air.
Well, thank you.
That's where I came from, too, Bruce, is I was just a conservative. I wanted to see smaller government. I was a Republican. And the thing that switched me off of Republicans was Republicans in office.
Yep.
I don't see any conservatives up there in Washington. I don't see anybody cutting spending, shrinking the size.
Well, they all call themselves conservatives. It's just they're not small government
conservatives. They're Democrats in disguise.
They want to conserve big government.
Yeah.
That's what they want to conserve.
Well,
they want to add to it.
Absolutely. And I just want to tell you guys, please keep up the good work, because you're like an oasis in the desert, and there are probably a lot more like me out there who are not brave enough to call and tell you that. But I've got to tell you that somebody my age and with my background, I am ready to turn the corner on this Republican-conservative thing and say we need to make some changes. And
where are you at in Missouri, if I might ask?
Springfield.
Okay. Well, we've actually got, believe it or not, we've got two radio affiliates in Missouri, so I think that's our highest population of radio affiliates. So we got good odds there in Missouri. If you want to help Free Talk Live get on in your local area, I highly recommend you go to local.freetalklive.com. We got instructions there as to how you can get in touch with your local stations, and that way you can help expose the show to more people. Bruce, thanks for
the
call. We really appreciate hearing from you, sir. Thanks for listening. 800-259-9231. It's so cool that people of all ages can get excited about the pro-liberty message.
Mm-hmm.
People want this message. People want to hear people talking about liberty.
Yeah. And small government.
Right. For real. Seriously.
The free market can work.
Yeah.
Really. Really, really.
Not talking about our version of government and how we want to pass laws to do this and that. And no, we don't want that on Free Talk Live. We just want you to be free, so long as you don't hurt anybody else. Simple stuff. Let's talk to Brett in Iowa. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Howdy.
See, we go from Bruce, who's middle-aged, to Brett, who's what, 20?
17.
17,
yep.
So, Brett, what's on your mind?
Well, I kind of wanted to continue on the subject of property rights.
Sure.
I was just watching the news earlier, the local news, and apparently the city of West Des Moines believes that the citizens there don't own their property either. Basically, they're trying to make it a new city ordinance that anyone who wants to basically, like, fix up their house, do any type of remodeling or adding on, in order to get the permit from the city, they're going to require that you also, if you do not currently have a garage, they're going to make you add a garage onto your house.
Wow.
If
you want to do any kind of home improvement, you've got to add a garage.
Somebody's brother is a garage door company.
How much does a garage cost to add?
A lot.
$40,000?
Not everyone's gonna be able to afford that.
Heck no.
What if you just need to fix up your house to sell it? You know what I mean? And
wow.
There you have to put a
this
garage.
This is Des Moines,
on.
You say?
West Des Moines.
Amazing.
Yep.
It's not shocking. It's just, hey, more laws, more regulations, more control of what's supposed to be your property.
It probably one of the city councilmen is a contractor.
Exactly.
Hey, this will be a great way to sell some more construction.
It's usually not the actual city council person. That's a little bit
that's
too traceable.
It's a buddy of his.
Usually it's his best friend or his brother or something like that.
In the town I grew up in, it's a contractor's on the city council, and he does things like that all the time.
Jeez. Thanks, Brett. We appreciate the clue. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. That's 800-259-9231. Pirates. Shall we talk pirates?
I do want to hear
Arbidar. Well, in this case, it's Pirates of the Airwaves. This from the Quad Cities. A representative of the FCC paid a visit to pirate radio DJs Jason Duncan and Matthew Britcher, Power 103.3.
Power 1033.
Yes. Mr. Duncan and Britcher have been operating the station since last week under an FCC code they believe warrants them operation without a license in times of war. Now, this is an interesting approach. According to Mr. Duncan, he asked to see the studio, but once we found out that he didn't have a warrant, we said no.
Yeah.
And good for him.
Oh, you don't have a warrant? Well, haul ass.
Yeah.
See you later.
They presented the FCC with a copy of the FCC's, the FCC representative with a copy of the FCC's own Code of Federal Regulations, and they list which exact one it was, application for emergency authorization. They say that they think that this regulation grants an emergency broadcast license, essentially, on a temporary basis under extraordinary circumstances, such as the continuance of war, which therefore gives them the right to operate their station without a license.
Now, does it say the word war in the little rule?
I don't have the rule in front of me. That's just what the pirates are claiming.
I see.
Duncan says he said he'd never heard of it before and that he'd let their attorneys look at it, but he basically said it wasn't going to matter much to them.
Sure, it wasn't. And it, like, how are they benefiting everybody by blasting rock and roll during a time of war is what my thought is. Not that.
Well, we don't know what they're blasting. It's Power 1033.
Well, being that it's called Power, it's probably rock and roll.
It could be. Well, anyway, the guys were given a notice of unlicensed radio operation with the following reasons checked on the list. Refusal to allow inspection of radio equipment. A lack of evidence of a proper FCC radio station license. Field measurements of Power 1033's transmitter exceeding the allowable limits for operating without a license. So the FCC is pretty angry here, but they haven't gone to the point of getting a warrant yet. They figured they'd try to flex their muscle and see if they could get in the door just by claiming they were the FCC. However, these guys are not going to stand for that. As a matter of fact, they hope to file a motion in federal court on Wednesday and are hoping to be granted an injunction on the basis of their First and Fourth Amendment rights and their freedom of speech. A motion guaranteeing the FCC cannot meet with a judge in private court session without the pirates has also been filed.
Hmm.
And Duncan estimates that the no seizure order could buy them up to 5 or 10 years on the air if they get the approval from
right.
the judge. He says if that doesn't work, we'll probably move the station to buy more time. We'll have to start. Then the FCC will have to start all over.
Retriangulate them.
Right, and they'll have to come inspect that property and serve us another notice. So they kind of have plans here as to what they're going to do in any case.
Boys aren't dumb.
They say it's unlikely that either one of them will serve jail time because apparently of all of the pirate radio cases that have happened in history, only one man has ever served any jail time, and it was 9 months. So they've done their research as well. And finally, Duncan says the community has overwhelmed them with hundreds of phone calls in support of their plight. In return, they're planning a listener appreciation event. And one of the pirates says he's fully prepared to take it all the way to the very end. The other one says he's got family. He'll back out at some point.
Mm.
But nonetheless, interesting approach. I think someone should look into this. By the way, the actual claim here is FCC's regulations, Title 47, Section 3542. So if you want to go and look into that and start your own pirate station, there you go.
Call us and tell us about it so we can start one.
Well, I don't know. We're a little too busy for that sort of thing. But
I'd be interested up in New Hampshire.
You know what? If you want to start your own pirate station, you're welcome to put Free Talk Live on the airwaves.
Well,
as long as you're not interfering with one of our local licensed affiliates.
When we were in Washington, D.C. at the talk radio seminar,
yes.
There was a guy who had worked at a pirate station that was 12 miles off the coast of London.
That's right,
in
on a ship.
Yeah, on a ship. Now, it seems to me that it, as valuable as radio stations are, in major markets like New York City, radio stations are extraordinarily valuable.
Yes. Sure.
It seems to me you could just take a boat, crank up the power, go 12 miles out, and make yourself a mint. If your transmitter's out there, I mean, your offices don't have to be out there. You can have your offices in town, but your transmitter's out there.
You don't think the Coast Guard would fish up
not
some
if you're in international waters?
That's true.
It's been tried, man. It was funny too listening to his stories because it was back when they played records.
Yeah.
And so you know, you're on the ocean. It's kind of hard to get records to play correctly, and there was all kinds of interesting problems that wouldn't be present today because we have computers.
Power would go down.
An interesting idea. Save your money, man. Which 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control of the airwaves. Immigration, pedophilia, all coming up. 3 Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and, most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. For just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
This is Joyce Riley, and most of you know I've searched for over 5 years to find something to help the vets. Well, I've found something that will help everybody. Miracle Tooth soap, neutralizer, gel, and skin moisturizer have prompted testimonies from people all over the country. Around the house, it's gentle enough to wash your hair, strong enough for your toughest jobs. In the garden, it controls pests and can increase your yield 200%. We've all heard news stories about products that cause cancer, birth defects, or other health problems. Well, many people who have used Miracle Tooth products have stated that they have literally washed their problems away. The folks from Miracle Tooth don't have to make these claims. Their customers do it for them. Try Miracle Tooth, and you just might find yourself working miracles in your home. Call the Power Hour order line, 877-485-3838. Place your order today and start having miracles in your life. Call 877-485-3838. Miracle Tooth isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the listener map there for you. Go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can add yourself to it. We have over 1,000 listeners from around the world that have plotted themselves via their digital push pins on our listener map for free, of course, at map.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's first 1,000 pledge. We at Free Talk Live think now is the time to make a stand for liberty in the Free State. If you agree, sign the first 1,000 pledge today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So let's talk pedophilia. Because it's such a great topic. No, actually, this is intriguing. In fact, it's from Fox News. Jason, what do you have for us?
Well, I thought it was surprising that this is from Fox News.
Yeah.
Being that they cover, what's-her-name, that little blonde piece of jailbait who got abducted in Aruba.
Natalie Holloway, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they cover her like crazy. And now here comes this. It's titled, Did Pedophilia Hysteria Cause a Child's Death? See, 2-year-old Abigail Ray died by drowning in a village pond in England. And her death is currently stirring debate because the ongoing inquest revealed an explosive fact. A man passing by was afraid to guide the lost child to safety because he feared being labeled a pervert.
Mm.
Amazing.
Well, I'll tell you, something like this happened to me once.
I knew this would lead to this story. Go ahead.
You know this story?
You've told it at least 2 or 3 times.
Have I really? I don't remember telling it at all.
It's okay. There's new listeners all the time. Go ahead.
I was up at the Florida cavern.
That's a great story.
Looking at caves with a girlfriend at the time, and we were camping at a campground, and I went in to use the bathroom, and in behind me, I believe, and pardon me if I don't remember everything exactly clearly. I wasn't expecting to tell this story, or I would have tried to remember. But a little boy came in, and he needed to use the bathroom, and I believe he did use the bathroom, and then needed help getting his zipper back up or something like that. But he needed help with his zipper.
My zipper's stuck.
Well, either up or down. I'm not sure which one it was. And I certainly wouldn't have a problem helping a little boy get his zipper up or down. Sounds awful. But, you know, sometimes
See,
in life...
you've been conditioned.
Sometime in life you need help. And I thought about it, and I'm like, you're going to have to find your mommy or your daddy to help you. Here, let's go find your mommy or your daddy. And I tried to help him find them, and it just... I was in the woods, surrounded by what I perceived to be rednecks,
yeah.
And I decided, no... I'm not helping this little boy pull his zipper down.
Well, sure. I mean, imagine if you had been in the bathroom helping the young man with his zipper, you know, kneeling or leaning over down there by his crotchal area.
And then his old man walks
in. Right.
Yeah. That would be bad.
You wouldn't be here.
What are you doing to my son? Well, continue the story, Jason.
Yes. Well,
so you've experienced these feelings before.
Maybe. Yes.
Hmm. Well, in this article, the Telegraph... It raises a question that applies equally to North America. Have high-profile cases, such as the Natalie Holloway, as well as random pedophilia cases, created such public hysteria that the average decent human being, especially a man, is now reluctant to approach a child in need?
I'd say yes.
I
would say yes, indeed. I would definitely think twice before helping out a little boy or a little girl. Now, consider what happened to Abby. The toddler wandered from her new nursery school. Ready, Teddy, Go, that's the name of it, through a door that was left open. A bricklayer named Clive Peachy drove past her in his truck. At the inquest, he stated, I kept thinking I should go back. The reason I didn't is because I thought people might think I was trying to abduct her.
Yeah.
So instead, he assured himself that the parents must be, quote, driving around and that they would find her.
God, it's terrible.
A few minutes thereafter, Abby fatally fell into an algae-covered pond.
Ugh.
Meanwhile, the nursery staff searched. And when the mother noticed the staff near her home, she was told they were looking for a lost dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they referred to her daughter as a lost dog. But the truth soon emerged. Of course, the frantic mother's search ended when she leaped into the pond to fish out what she thought was Abby's shoe. She said, as I grabbed the shoe, I missed and was shocked to touch what I felt like was a leg. And I pulled the leg upwards, and that was Abby.
Wow.
You sure can read a story.
Yeah.
Oh, my, thank you.
God, I feel so terrible thinking about this, and it's just so sad.
He could have been a hero.
Yeah. The news has just blown this up into such a big deal that some
guy... Well, now, wait a minute. Now, it's not just the news. It's also the fact that, you know, there's government... The government has also, I think, blown it up. I think there's been a lot of unnecessary prosecutions for things that might not have necessarily been perversion. You know, somebody could have gotten in trouble in the past mistakenly in regards to picking up a kid when he wasn't supposed to. I think there's actually an example in this article of somebody getting charged with something that they weren't guilty of, necessarily.
Yes, as a matter of fact. Last summer, this is here in the States, in Illinois.
Right.
An Illinois man lost an appeal on his conviction as a sex offender
for grabbing the arm of a 14-year-old girl, she had stepped directly in front of his car, causing him to swerve in order to avoid hitting her. Now, the 20-year-old Fitzroy Barnaby jumped out of his car, grabbed her arm, and lectured her on, you know, you probably shouldn't want to get killed, you stupid little girl. And nothing more occurred. Nevertheless, that one action made him guilty of, quote, the unlawful restraint of a minor, which in Illinois is a sexual offense.
Crazy. And he's going to be on the sex offender websites from now until the end of time.
He's on the sex offender registry.
Now, is it the news's fault for reporting on a story like that? Of course not.
Not on that particular story.
No, well, that's an important story to report on because if you do the wrong thing, if you break the wrong law, and you hold a girl's arm for a moment, you've restrained her, and therefore you're guilty of a crime. I mean, it's important to let guys know that so they don't touch somebody and they don't try to get involved.
But the Natalie Holloway case is a perfect example of over-reporting of a particular story. Mm-hmm. They just wanted to put a pretty girl on over and over and over again.
Right.
I mean, women get kidnapped and come up missing. We don't know whether she was kidnapped. We haven't found a body. There's nothing like that. She could be, for all we know, on the French Riviera right now, sunning herself topless. The fact is, people come up missing all the time.
Sure.
I read a story on the air a couple of weeks later of two male models in Toronto that had come up missing. Who cared? No one.
Nobody.
Because they're not a hot 18-year-old girl on her senior trip.
But how does that relate?
Hot 18-year-old white girl on her senior trip.
Blonde white girl.
Well, how does that fit in? Well, the reason that people are scared is because there's a hysteria around sex crimes.
Okay.
And the hysteria around sex crimes is fed by the media.
Hmm. I think the media is really just reporting on what's going on, and that is these prosecutions.
Natalie Holloway
But Natalie Holloway is also not a kid. She's a teenager. She's an adult.
How about the
we're talking about
the
guys
little girl in Colorado? What was
kids?
Her name? I can't remember. Off
I don't
the
know.
JonBenet Ramsey.
Thank you. I'm glad when you're here because you always remember things like that. JonBenet Ramsey. We heard so many things about that little girl. It's just another child that came up missing. If she was black, we would have never heard
she
anything.
She came up dead. Actually,
it came up dead. I'm sorry. Well, it does. But if she was a little black girl that came up dead,
true.
It happens in every city all the time. The media does not do its responsibility as far as that goes. It's not even-handed.
And keep in mind, as far as the Natalie Holloway thing, Fox News, what are they going to do? Report on how well the Iraq War is going for them?
Mm.
That would cover about 2 minutes.
Indeed. 1-800-259-9231. Have you ever been in a situation like Manwich was in, or like this guy driving the truck was in, where you could have helped a young person out, but were afraid to because you were worried about how other people would think or worried that you might get thrown in the clink for doing it? This is Free Talk Live. Share your story with us.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Stem Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting Stem Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
If you had to flee your home in 3 minutes, what would you bring? Wouldn't it be nice if you had all of your important items in one place and ready to grab just in case you had to leave quickly in an emergency? Guardian Angel Preparedness specializes in survival products and 72-hour survival kits. Our kits contain only the finest quality survival supplies, hand-selected to be of real value in an emergency. We have kits for one, two, four people or more. We also carry emergency lighting, tools, and even survival supplies for your dog, like saddlebags and collapsible food and water bowls. Contact us toll-free at 877-442-7548. That's 877-442-7548. Or visit www.gapkits.com. That's www.gapkits.com. Remember, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there for you, for your listening pleasure. We've got a broadband version, as well as a dial-up version, so two sizes should fit pretty much everybody online, freetalklive.com. Did I mention that it's free, like everything else is on our website? FreeTalkLive.com. We're talking about this story from Wendy McElroy from iFeminists.com, appearing in Fox News, about how there's some cases now that are coming forward of good, honest citizens that are absolutely refusing to help out children that are in need of assistance. One of the examples was a young two-year-old who was walking along the side of a road in England after she had escaped from her daycare center. And the gentleman was driving by.
I think wandered off is probably a better terminology.
Whatever you want to call it. Gentleman was driving by in his construction vehicle, and he noticed this little two-year-old walking along the side of the road by herself.
Yep.
Thought to himself, gosh, you know, I should stop and help this kid out. I mean, anything could happen out here. She could be abducted by a bad guy.
Right.
Well, worse happened. She got killed.
Got killed or?
Well, she fell into a pond.
Okay.
She died.
So that's not pedophilia, though.
But his concern was that if he had taken this girl into his truck, that he would have been accused of touching her or of doing something bad.
Because what with this pedophilia nonsense is everywhere. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's afraid of it.
Right.
I mean, you see a girl walking by the side of the road. Guy stops his truck, gets out, and approaches the girl. I mean, to somebody who's been inundated with all of this, with this rubbish,
you're going to think the worst.
That looks like an abduction.
You know, and the thing is if you have a Y chromosome in this world, you are suspected of all kinds of heinous abilities.
Yeah, sure.
Like, you can't be left alone with somebody else's children. If you're a man, you just can't be left alone with somebody else's children because you're not capable of controlling yourself.
Well, plus,
you're going to have sexual desires. It's just the weirdest thing.
Look at the response of the police in so many cases, not just child-related cases, but so many cases. I mean, they immediately will suspect you of something. If you call the cops and say, hey, somebody just got shot in my front yard, you're the first suspect.
Why'd you do it?
Yeah. it doesn't matter if you weren't home and you just happened to come home and find a body laying in your front yard, you are the first suspect. And even if it's not that serious, the cops, even if they come over to respond to a noise ordinance, they're immediately suspicious of anything else. They're looking around for bongs in your living room. They're looking around for anything that they can get you for. They're looking around for anything that they can pick you up for. They want to arrest you and put you in jail. They don't care what you were involved with or what the truth is. They just want to fill their prisons. So as a result, you get stories like this. The effect on average people in non-extreme situations can be gauged through a study conducted by Manchester Metropolitan University called The Problematics of Touching Between Children and Professionals. It's a six-case study. They interviewed teachers, parents, and children regarding the propriety of touch. According to a commentator, quote, reported cases include the teacher who avoided putting a Band-Aid on a child's scraped leg. This person was concerned about being looked at with impropriety. A nursery staff calling the child's mother a child's mother every time he needed to go to the toilet. A male gym teacher leaving an injured girl in the hall while he waited for a female colleague. Didn't want to touch the girl because he might have been accused of who knows what.
Yeah.
And who can blame these people? They're scared. They don't want to go to jail. They want to help, but they don't want to be misconstrued as doing the wrong thing. And so as a result of this this scared society that we have today, now kids are getting hurt as a result of it. Kids are falling into lakes as a result of it.
Normal people can't help normal kids in normal circumstances.
Right. Because other normal people jump to the wrong conclusions.
Yep. Because this really small percentage of society has scared the crap out of everybody else.
It's sad. It's a sad story. Your thoughts here are 800-259-9231, especially if you've been in one of these situations, like Manwich was with the little boy in the bathroom. You could have helped him out with his fly, but I can totally understand why you didn't. I wouldn't have either.
Yeah. I
said, sorry, kid.
I always feel bad about leaving the kid in there. I couldn't find his family because a four-year-old can't, I assume he's four, I don't have any idea, can't give me directions to where his family is.
Right.
I assume he wet himself, but who lets a four-year-old go wandering off by themselves in a place that's full of people? I mean, that seems like a really bad idea to me.
Mm. If you were a bad guy, you could have taken the kid if you'd wanted to.
I'd guess. I don't know. I mean, I didn't plan it out in my mind. I certainly didn't look for the options.
So there you go. If you got a story, 1-800-259-9231. Let's move to immigration. We promised this earlier. From Sheldon Richman, the Future of Freedom Foundation, to say the least, there's a tension between the ideas that we live in a free society and that the government may determine whom we may sell to, rent to, and hire. This is the real heart of the immigration debate. Who should decide such things? Free individuals or the government? The question is obscured by the democratic myth. People often say, we as a nation have the right to decide who comes here and who doesn't. So we must get control of our borders. The problem with this is that we as a nation don't do anything. Individuals act, sometimes in concert with other individuals, but collectives do nothing. When we say the nation does such and such, we mean a group of politicians calling themselves the government and claiming to act for the nation and doing such and such. It's true that in a society such as ours, people vote for office holders, but the connection between punching out a Chad in a polling station and politicians making immigration policy is, shall we say, roundabout.
Yeah, it's a little circuitous.
It's so roundabout that it makes no sense at all to say that punching out a Chad is the same as determining immigration policy. That's a fairy tale. It's time we became men and women and put away childish things. Note that to the extent that we exercise the collective freedom of determining who can and can't come here, the real flesh and blood individuals lose that freedom. The Washington Post reports that immigration authorities are cracking down on employees who hire immigrants who've not complied
employers?
With bureaucratic, excuse me, yes, employers who crack down, being cracked down upon, who hire immigrants that have not complied with the bureaucratic demands made of them. The Post states, quote, serious criminal charges, once typically reserved for drug traffickers and organized crime figures, are increasingly being used to target businesses that employ illegal immigrants. A strategy highlighted last week when three Maryland restaurateurs pleaded guilty to federal offenses and agreed to forfeit more than $1 million
Ooh.
In cash and property.
Wow.
For hiring dishwashers. I'm making that up. I don't know who they hired immigrants, I presume, to wash the dishes. That tends to be where they end up. The little publicized approach, which can include charging employers with money laundering and even Ooh. Seizing their assets,
wow.
amounts to a strategic shift in the enforcement of immigration law in the workplace. That's right. You can get 10 years for harboring illegals and 20 years more for money laundering. The Assistant Secretary of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, put it plainly. Here's what he says, quote, if you're blatantly violating our worksite enforcement laws, we'll go after your Mercedes. And your mansion, and your millions. We'll go after everything we can, and we'll charge you criminally.
If that is not a criminal statement, I don't know what is.
The fact that they'll go after everything you own?
Yes.
Wow.
Our worksite enforcement laws, says Mr. Richman, so much for free enterprise. Funny how the alleged party of the free market can be at the head of the mob demanding draconian sanctions against people who hire the wrong people. It's not hard to divine the true priorities of that particular party. Your thoughts, 1-800-259-9231. Do you think that we should be restricted on who we can hire? If you really are a free market supporter, if you're a supporter of being able to do what you want with your business, how can you support immigration restrictions? Isn't that a bit contradictory? 800-259-9231. More immigration coming up.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Where we have updates. You sign up for them, we keep you up to date on the show. Updates.freetalklive.com. They're totally free. From Sheldon Richmond and the Future of Freedom Foundation, we're talking about immigration. And Sheldon is asking the question, well, if you support the free marketplace, if you support business freedom as Republicans claim to support, you can ask the next conservative you talk to, the next self-proclaimed conservative or Rush fan, hey, do you support economic freedom?
Hell yes.
Well, yeah, of course I do. Well, then why don't you support the freedom to hire whoever you want to hire?
Well, blah, 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 blah.
Yep. Sheldon says, in all the blather about immigration, no one has stepped up to explain why, in what Mencken called the land of the theoretically free, individuals are not free to hire and sell and rent to whomever they wish. If I want to rent an apartment to and employ a Mexican, that's nobody's business but my own. Regardless of whether he's cleared some arbitrary bureaucratic hurdles.
Yeah.
The politician should butt out. which in an earlier time was the essence of Americanism.
You know, in an earlier time, people always use the examples. Well, when my family came over here, they did so legally. Well, that's because the laws were so easy. All you did was arrive on a boat. They checked you for TB, gave you some mispronunciation of your name, and sent you on.
Yeah, Tchaikovsky, huh? You're Jones.
Smith. Well, that's presuming you even went to Ellis Island anyway. What about everybody that landed on every other part of America?
Sure.
They didn't check in with anyone.
Nope.
They just went, found themselves some property, homesteaded it, and created a life for themselves. Well, anyway, he says, I don't think government school curriculum features that very prominently. The usual reply to my it's no one else's business argument is that immigrants create harmful spillover effects. They use the schools, hospital emergency rooms, and so on. We've heard all that before on Free Talk Live. But notice that in that that list of strained facilities, you never find Walmart, Kmart, or Sears. Now, why is it that private businesses have no trouble handling the increased numbers of customers? Only welfare state facilities can't take the load. Maybe there's a message here, and maybe immigrants are being scapegoated for the government's failings. And the other problem is, of course, the fact that these Republicans, these small government Republicans, are supporting the welfare state with their arguments. They're supporting it by their argument to restrict immigration. They're supporting the legitimacy of welfare.
Yeah.
Because they're acknowledging that it exists. They're saying that they're saying it's going to continue to exist.
Right.
In fact, we've heard from the anti-immigrant people saying, "Well, we can't get rid of welfare."
Well, they don't believe, somehow they believe that we can stop immigrants from coming in, that it's more practical to build a giant wall with police and border ninjas than it is to stop welfare.
Right.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I love hearing so-called conservatives who decry the illegals coming over, but then you say, well, why don't we end welfare? And to hear a so-called conservative say, no, we can't end welfare.
Well, that's a good idea, but it'll never happen. Or that's the other excuse.
It borders on comical.
Right. If you believe that it's never going to happen, then it's never going to happen. I mean, that's called a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
If these people who are fighting immigration, if they would spend their time, their effort, their money on fighting welfare instead, then we might actually get more freedom in this country. Because all these jerks are calling for is more regulation. They're calling for more government on top of other government. Okay, welfare doesn't work, it's out there, but gosh darn it, it's not going away. So the only solution is to create more problems by creating more government programs. Huh? Here's an email about immigration from Jared. Over the weekend, I was listening to your podcast. You had a caller on talking about the need for border control. Even though he was supposed to be a libertarian, apparently he wanted more government involvement in immigration. His argument reminded me of a similar discussion I'd had on a MySpace group regarding immigration, where some of the respondents were in favor of strict border control. Reading these responses puzzled me greatly because these anti-immigration respondents were also supporters, allegedly, of limited government. After all, it was a libertarian group that he was taking part in.
Right.
How can someone claim to be for limited government and support broad government control of immigration? I don't understand. I don't understand how that can happen. And even if a limited government proponent were to be against immigration, couldn't he or she come up with a solution that would be consistent with that limited government philosophy? Exploring this idea, I came up with a thought experiment and posted it in the MySpace group. It reads as follows. First, agree to privatize the land at the U.S.-Mexican border, and then sell off different plots to private businesses and private organizations. Most likely it would be people from the Minuteman Project or some other group that opposes immigration that would be interested in those purchases. These people, who would obviously have a vested interest in protecting their land, would be allowed to crack down on trespassers. Like the immigrants, of course, who are trespassing on their properties. All that government would have to do is stay out of the way. This would be a real limited government solution to immigration. Although I actually support open borders and we're a nation of immigrants, I thought it would be interesting to point out the hypocrisy of these people. They're nothing more than bigots and xenophobes who let their bigotry blind them. Meanwhile, they allow themselves to be manipulated by a bloated government craving more power and handing over our basic liberties time and time again.
Jared. This is the way that the government really screws everybody. Because of their illegal status, illegal aliens don't fit into the normal supply-demand scheme that normal employees have.
Right.
Because if I go to work for you, Jason,
yes.
Suddenly,
and you're an immigrant.
And I'm an immigrant, and you know I am, and you've hired me, and you're paying me under the table, and I don't pay taxes or whatever it is, whatever transaction we have, because plenty of illegal aliens do pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever it is, you know that I'm illegal, you're paying me less because I'm a servant of yours. If I decide to leave, oh no, man, you're paying me too little. You're a jerk, and I'm going to go work for Ian. You could turn me in. I'm your indentured servant,
pretty much,
because you're illegal,
right?
1-800-259-9231.
Thus driving down wages, and everybody loses.
Let's talk about Jared's idea of turning the border over to private property owners. On the way, it's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. If you want to take control of the airwaves, now would be the time to call 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And we invite you to join all the fun at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, live streaming, and more. It is all for free. And we give you the stuff on the website because, well, that's the way a good talk show website should be, in my opinion. Though if you want to voluntarily support the show, we do have a way for you to do that. It's called the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We've got over 225 of our listeners that have become amplifiers.
Isn't that great? 225.
Because they're doing it as little as $3 a month, each one of them. And some of them are a little bit higher, but that's totally voluntary on their part as well. All we're asking is $3 a month. If you like what we're doing, that $3 a month, we take it in, we turn it around into advertising for the show. We get on more radio stations. We get more internet listeners as a result of it. And you can see where we're spending the money. We outline all of it at amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can learn more about the program. You can get signed up. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Our final goal is to reduce the commercial time on the show by 25%. Plus, as an amplifier, you'll get perks. You get access to classic archives, the amplifier-only call-in line, and more. Again, amp, www.freetalklive.com. So we just finished up an email from Jared, and he came up with an idea that might make the anti-immigration people, well, maybe a little bit happier with the whole freedom idea. Buy the border. Go ahead. Buy up the border. Buy all the properties along the borderline and put up all the fences you want to. It's your property then, buddy. Keep all the people out of it that you want. Of course, you might be bidding with some other groups that might want to keep a path open for people to come through.
Yeah, that's what I would do if I owned property on the border. I'd literally have a red carpet.
Charge them a toll?
I'd consider it.
How much do you think you'd get? $10? Easy.
There's got to be a different way, though, other than charging a toll. Maybe to make your money elsewhere. I'm not a troll. I don't live under a bridge.
You could sell water.
I'd charge a toll.
You could sell food. You could have a snack bar or something like that.
Yeah. Offer amenities.
But, yeah, I like what he's saying. Open the border up to the marketplace. If these xenophobes want to go down and bid up and buy all the property up, then let them. Of course, it won't stop people from coming in from the ocean or from the air or anything like that.
I'd buy the border and then put one of those, get them ready for the police state that they're entering. And I put up one of those little arm things with the orange and white stripes on it, and I stand out there with jackboots, and I go, "The papers? Papers, please? Papers? You'd have to give me some money."
Yeah, bye. That kind of paper.
All right.
So it's an interesting idea, and I think that what they really need to do, all these people that want to keep immigrants out, go ahead and secede. Go ahead and all move into the same state, and you can have your culture, whatever that is, because they always come on the air and say, "Well, what about our culture? What about American culture?" Well, go ahead, get together with all the people that you believe are of the same culture as you, because I know I'm not. Whatever it is your culture is, I don't want any part of it. So you get together with your buddies in the state of Mississippi or something like that, or Arizona, and build a big old fence around the state. Because it's a lot easier to build a fence around one state than it is the entire southern border.
You should pick some state like Wyoming, because it would be cheaper to build a state around a fence around a square state than it would a long state like Mississippi.
That's true. So that's an idea. You can all move in there together, all you white people who don't like colored people. Move in together and start your own racist land. Have fun and try to keep everybody. Nobody will want to come in then, because there won't be freedom there. That's why they're coming here. They just want to be free. What's wrong with that? Finney in here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow night. Same time, same place, online, freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.